The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Riley kitchen at this moment presents a charming picture of domesticity. The dinner table has been cleared, and Riley, the ever thoughtful, considerate, and devoted husband, is reading the evening paper to his wife while she does the dishes.
Now, listen to this, Peg. Police headquarters believe the recent wave of burglaries in the Blueview Terrace District is the work of teenage hoodlums. The method of the gang is to select a prosperous-looking house and post one of its members to keep a careful watch. When they are certain the occupants are out, the gang breaks in. What do you think of that, Peg?
What?
Peg, you weren't listening. It says here...
Please don't bother me now. I got a sink full of dishes.
Well, I'm just trying to be sociable.
Well, if you want to be sociable, help me with these dishes.
Peg, you know how I hate doing dishes.
So do I, but I do them.
Well, it's a woman's job.
Who says so?
Everybody. Don't you listen to the radio? You never hear those announcers say, "Husbands, get rid of ugly dishpan hands. Use Dreft in your sink and your wife will adore your soft and lovely skin."
Very funny.
Well, Peg, everybody knows that washing dishes is a woman's job.
And just what is a man's job?
Well, a man brings home the pay envelope. He sees to it that the kids are brought up right.
Oh, I suppose I have nothing to do with that, huh?
Well, you feed him, you buy him clothes, take him to the dentist, see that they take a bath. But I look after their character. That's the most important thing. Now, you take this gang of kids in the paper here. Who's to blame? The kids? No, the fathers. Well, hi, Junior.
Hi, Pop.
You through with your homework?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good boy. How about a game of checkers?
No, I think I'll go to bed.
It's so early. It's only 8.
Well, I'm tired, Mom. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Night, son.
Wow, that's funny.
What?
But Junior going to bed so early. He's been doing that all week.
What's funny about it? That's the way I brought my son up. He ain't one of those kids likes to bum around the streets. I'm always telling them, Junior, early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's the way I was brought up.
Yes, and look at you.
I happen to be perfectly healthy.
I think the boy's got something on his mind. He hasn't been eating well, and he's so absent-minded.
Stop worrying. The kid's okay. I know my son.
Well, just the same, I don't like the way he's acting. Maybe he's sick.
No. But if it'll make you feel better, I'll have a little talk with him. Oh, Junior, boy. I didn't think you'd be asleep already. Junior, where are you? Peg, come here, quick.
Huh? Well, what's the matter?
Your son has snuck out.
Don't be silly. He's right there in bed.
No, that's just a pillow. Look, he fixed it to look like him. An old trick. He beat it out the window.
Well, I thought he was up to something.
He probably stays out till all hours of the night while you think he's sound asleep. Boy, he must think you're a dope.
I'm a dope.
Hey, what's this? Peg, look.
What? A bracelet.
Yeah, it was under his pillow. What does he want with a lady's bracelet?
Well, never mind that now. I want to find out why he sneaks out every night.
Well, he couldn't have gone very far. Come on, get your coat. We'll go after him.
Oh, Riley, I'm tired. This is a wild goose chase.
No, it ain't. He must be somewhere in the neighborhood.
Now, we better go home.
No, let's try one more street down here.
Oh, this street's deserted like all the others.
Yeah. No, it ain't. Look, there's someone. It's a kid. That's Junior.
Where?
In the middle of the block under that lamppost.
Well, come on.
Wait a minute. Let's watch what he does.
He's not doing anything. He's just standing there.
Yeah, he's doing more than that. He's watching that house across the street.
What?
He's staring up at that window, the one with the light.
You're right. That's funny.
He ain't taking his eyes off that window.
Why does he look around like that?
Well, he's afraid to be seen.
Well, now he's going away.
No, he just ducked down behind the hedge.
Well, why'd he do that?
That car coming this way. That's a police car. He don't want him to see him.
Well, why are you going behind that tree?
suck, the cops will see us. Force of habit, I guess.
Look, Junior's back under the streetlight.
Yeah, he's watching that window again.
What on earth for?
Search me. If I didn't know that was my son, I'd swear he was casing the joint. Peg, that's it.
What?
Your son is casing the joint.
What are you talking about?
He must be a member of that gang. He's one of the watchers to see when the people leave. Then they break in.
Oh, you're crazy.
That's why he's got that bracelet. It's part of the loot, his payoff.
Junior's not a thief, and don't you dare...
That's why he sneaks out every night. Junior, come here.
Oh, don't yell.
Pop, is that you?
That's me, all right. Come over here. Get the truth out of him.
Now, you be careful what you say.
Mom, what are you...
Surprised, huh? You didn't think we were onto your little game.
Riley, please. But, Junior, what are you doing here?
Who else is in the gang?
What gang?
Don't pretend you're innocent. We know why you were watching that house.
You do?
So you see, he admits it. Who else is in the mob?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't try to look innocent. You were watching that house so you could give the mob the high sign to break in. My own son, a burglar.
A burglar? Me?
How could you do a thing like this, you Oliver Twist, you?
Now, don't be ridiculous, Riley. He's not a burglar.
Oh, well, then why was he watching that house? Ask him.
I wasn't watching it.
Oh, now, Junior, we saw you. Now, what were you doing there?
Well, no, I can't tell you. But I'm not a thief, Mom, honest.
Well, if you say you're not, Junior, I believe you.
Well, I don't. He can pull the wool over your eyes because you're too innocent and trust him. You don't know how his mind works, but I do. And I know he's a thief.
How do you know?
He's my son and my mind works the same way. I know a boy. I'm asking you for the last time, Junior. Are you going to talk?
I tell you, I don't know anything about a gang.
Then why were you watching the house?
I can't tell you, but I'm not a crook.
Then where did you get this bracelet?
Oh, Ron.
Now, please, Peg, let me handle this. Where did you get it?
I bought it.
You bought it? With what? With the IOUs I give you for your allowance? And since when do you go around wearing ladies' bracelets? Where did you get it?
I told you, I bought it. I saved up money.
You better tell me the truth, or you wind up wearing a pair of bracelets.
Riley, now wait. Now, look, dear. We want to help you. That's the truth.
No, Mom.
Now, please, Peg, I told you to let me handle this. Junior, I'm asking you for the last time. Are you going to talk? Okay, if you won't tell me of your own free will, I'll have to whip it out of you.
Oh, Riley, no.
Well, I'm sorry, Peg, but it's the only way.
Oh, Riley, he's 14.
Yeah, I know, but he's got to be taught a lesson.
But you've never licked him before.
Well, maybe I should have. Then maybe he'd have a little character. Come over here, Junior. In front of the couch. Now lie down across my knee.
Okay.
Riley, don't, please.
Now, it's no use pleading for him, Peg. My head is made up. The boy has got to be punished. Stop squirming, Junior. Now I'm asking you for the last time. Are you going to talk? Okay, then you're going to get it. Peg, let him have it.
Oh, please. This was all your idea.
Well, yeah,
well,
but...
get it over with.
No. No, I won't give you the satisfaction. Get up. You're going to talk. And if I can't make you, I know someone who can. Operator, get me police headquarters.
Riley, what are you doing?
I'm turning him over to the cops.
Hang up that phone. You don't know what you're doing. He's your son.
I know he's my son, but my duty as a citizen comes first, even if it means squealing to the cops.
Riley, hang up.
Police headquarters.
Hello? This is Chester Riley.
Riley.
Yes? What can we do for you, sir?
I wish to...
Yes? Yes?
Wrong number. Goodbye.
Oh, for a minute, I really thought you were going to do it.
Yeah, well, don't think I wasn't. It's just that, well, even if he is a thief, he's just a kid. It's not really his fault. Like I told you before, when a kid goes wrong, who's to blame? The kids? No, the mother.
Huh? I'm to blame.
Well, who else? I'm away at the plant all day. I never see him. It's your job to bring the kids up, right?
Well, you've got your nerve. You mean to stand there and tell me... Riley, I'm talking to you.
Wait a minute. What's this piece of paper?
Well, give me that.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, what is it?
It's a piece of notepaper. It must have fallen out of his pocket.
Well, give it to me. That's private.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Now we're getting somewhere. This probably has something to do with the game.
Oh, please don't read it.
Yeah, now we'll find out. Let's see.
Well?
It's writing. Just a name, over and over. Henrietta Riley.
Henrietta Riley? Who's that?
That's him. That's the name he uses in the game. It's an alias. Chester Riley, alias Henrietta Riley. Wait a minute, that don't sound right. Now, let me...
Oh, for heaven's sake, so that's it. Junior, who lives in that house you were watching?
I don't know.
Now, Junior, you know, and you better tell me. I don't want any more of this nonsense from you. Now, who lives there?
A girl.
And her name's Henrietta?
Henrietta Richards.
And the bracelet?
I bought it to give to her.
Well, why didn't you tell us in the first place?
Well, you know, Mom.
I understand.
Yeah, well, I don't. Watch out for him, Peggy's tricking you.
Riley, don't you see? Junior's in love.
Huh?
That's why he sneaks out every night. He just stands outside this girl's house and watches her window. That's why he bought the bracelet. He's in love with this Henrietta Richards.
Yeah, but this paper says Henrietta Riley. They're married. But he's only 14. Better he should be a thief.
Oh, I'm not married.
Yeah, but here it is in black and white. Henrietta Riley.
Oh, he just imagines he's married. It's sort of a game.
He imagines he's married? What a gruesome game. I don't understand the kids of today. In my day, kids were different. When I fell for your mother, I didn't stand outside her house mooning night after night. I did something about it. I'm a doer. I'm interested in results. So I dated her up, proposed, got married, and, well, here you are.
You got a big crush on this Henrietta, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess so. I'd like to take her out. There's a party at school Saturday.
Well, why don't you ask her?
Well, I haven't got enough money.
So what? I didn't have money to take your mother out either, but you can get it the same way I got it.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Just borrow it.
Now, Junior, it can't be money. There's another reason, isn't there?
Well, yeah. She's got a boyfriend, Sammy Driscoll.
You gonna let a little thing like that stand in your way?
He said he'd beat me up if I butt in.
You gonna let him bully you? I'm surprised at you, Junior.
But he's bigger than me.
So what? Stand up to him. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
You think I ought to have a showdown with Sammy?
Certainly.
He's 15.
So what? Knock his block off.
Now, wait a minute. I won't have Junior fighting. Do you hear?
Heck, in this world, if you want something, you got to fight for it. That's what I say.
It's easy for you to say, but I got to do the fighting. He weighs 120.
Son, I wouldn't tell you to do anything I wouldn't do myself. And if that Sammy Driscoll dared to walk in here and tell me to keep away from Henrietta, I'd fight him in a minute. Hurry up, Peg. I can't wait to get home and put this steak on the barbecue.
Oh, you shouldn't have bought it. It is awful expensive.
Yeah, I know. Well, once in a while we can splurge. We haven't had a steak in a long time.
What? Riley, look.
What? Oh, hey, a couple of kids fighting. That's nothing.
Well, that's Junior.
Yeah. Hey, he's fighting that Driscoll kid. Atta boy, Junior.
Oh, Riley, stop him.
Nah, let him fight it out.
But he'll get hurt.
Nah, not my boy. Give it to him, Junior. Use that left. The left.
Oh, Riley, he's down.
Huh? Yeah, but he's up again. That's my boy. Use that right. Hit the right.
Oh, Riley, he's down again.
Well, when he's up again, that's my boy. Come on, Junior, give me old 1-2, just like I taught you. The old 1-2.
Smiley, he's down. Oh, he's not getting up. Well, what's wrong?
Your boy got knocked out. Should have bet on the other kid.
Oh, Junior. Junior, darling, are you hurt?
I'm okay, Mom.
Oh, Junior, your eye. Riley, look at that eye. You and your brilliant idea. You had to go and tell him to fight.
Well, I thought...
You fought. You haven't had a sensible thought in your head in 20 years.
Is that so? Well, who thought of buying this steak? Here, son, put it on your eye. Oh, hi, Junior. How's the eye feel today?
Better.
Good. Well, did you find out?
Find out what?
Yeah, it's algebra.
What's this all about?
And she's willing?
Who's willing?
Oh, sure. She's got 10 tough problems to do.
What are you talking about, Riley?
Well, that's great, Junior.
It's like talking to a dummy.
Oh, are you talking to me, Peg?
Yes. What's all this about problems?
Henrietta's.
What do you want with him?
That's her worst subject.
What's that got to do with Junior?
He's going to do them for her.
Why?
To get in good with her so she'll go with him to the party.
Oh, why go through all that? Why don't you just ask her, Junior?
She'll just turn him down.
How do you know?
After the beating he took, how can she respect him? No, first he's got to get in solid with her.
Oh, Junior, you take my advice.
I'm right, Mom.
Well, sure, I'm right.
Riley, haven't you done enough damage?
But it's a cinch. Junior does the problems, Henrietta gets a perfect mark, and she'll be falling all over him. It's a great idea, ain't it, Junior?
Yeah, sure. Except for one thing.
What's that?
I'm worse in algebra than she is.
Well, why didn't you say so before?
I just did what you told me to. You said leave everything to you. Now what'll I do? If Henrietta doesn't get these problems...
Okay, don't start bawling.
But Henrietta...
Stop worrying. I said leave it to me. When I say leave it to me, I mean leave it to me. Okay.
Don't look at me. Do those problems.
You
got yourself into this.
Oh, gee, Pop.
All right. I was going to go bowling tonight, but give me those problems. I'll do them for you. Here, let's sit down here. Let's see. A farmer sells 2 bushels of apples at X dollars a bushel. The next day, the farmer sells 3 bushels of tomatoes for 1/3 the price of the apples. The next day, he sells 1.5 bushels of potatoes for 4/5 the price of the tomatoes. With the money he received, he buys 3 gallons of kerosene and 6 bags of fertilizer. If the kerosene sells at $1 a gallon and fertilizer at $4 a bag, what is the price of the apples?
You just have to find X.
Yeah, I know. Let's see, a farmer sells 2 bushels of apples at $X a bushel. The next day, the farmer...
Dear, what's keeping Junior? He should be home by now.
Stop worrying.
But it's after 6. He's always home by this time.
Well, he's probably smooching with Henrietta somewhere. That was a smart move doing her algebra for her. I bet she was tickled pink. Oh, there he is. Junior, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, Junior, how'd you make out... Junior, why are you standing there with your head hanging down?
Riley, look at his eye.
Huh? Yeah, it looks a lot better.
The other one.
Holy smoke, he's got 2 black eyes.
Oh, I told you to stay away from that Sammy Driscoll.
He didn't do it.
Well, who did?
Henrietta.
Henrietta? Well, that's gratitude. After I stay up half the night doing her algebra problem.
And they were all wrong.
Huh?
The teacher stood up in front of the whole class and said only a moron would hand in work like that.
What a revolting development this is. What a mess. What's the matter with me anyway?
try to do right by people, but in the end, I get them into a hole.
You and me both.
Oh, is that you?
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
I didn't see you, Digger. I got things on my mind. My kid, Junior.
Ah, yes, children can be such a problem. Only yesterday, a gang of hoodlums pilfered a sign from a beauty parlor and hung it on the door of my business establishment. Ooh, I...
What did the sign say?
Try one of our mud bags.
Well, Junior's having girl trouble.
Oh, I can sympathize with the lad. I wasn't very popular with girls either when I was a boy. As a matter of fact, all the little girls would stand outside my daddy's undertaking establishment and chant, Digby, Digby, dressed in black. If he takes you out, you'll never come back.
Yeah, little girls can be awful mean. Miss Henrietta just won't give Junior a tumble. Junior's tried everything.
Has he tried making the little lady jealous?
Jealous? Well, no. Well, what good would that do?
I have an idea that may work.
Huh? Well, gee, if making her jealous can fix things up for the poor kid. Well, yeah, Digger, that's a grand idea.
My pleasure. You know me. Always glad to give a friend a push in the right direction.
Well, now, how will Junior make her jealous?
Here's what I have in mind. Huh? You remember my wife's brother?
Oh, you mean the doctor?
Yes, fine chap. He sends a lot of business my way. Well, anyway, his little daughter is visiting us for the weekend. And what I had in mind was this. If we got Junior to take her...
Oh, here you are.
What's all the excitement?
Where's Junior?
Getting dressed for the party.
Oh, he's gone. Well, that's good, but he won't have to go alone.
He isn't going alone.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know? I arranged it. You see, I...
You arranged it? Well, I like that. Now, you're trying to take the credit. If it hadn't been for me, Priscilla...
Who's Priscilla?
Is Digger O'Dell's niece.
Well, what's she got to do with this?
The longer we live together, the less sense this family makes. Now, look, Peg,
Riley,
I fixed it so that...
listen to me, will you?
Well, I'm going now, Mom.
No, wait a minute, Junior. Priscilla isn't here yet.
Priscilla? Who's Priscilla?
Your date.
I'm going with Henrietta.
Henrietta?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, she sore at you.
Not anymore.
I phoned her, Riley.
Huh?
Yeah, Mom explained about the problem.
And Henrietta said she realized Junior couldn't have been that stupid.
Well, I'm glad she realizes it. Peg, you had no right to interfere.
But it's okay, Pop. Henrietta's going with me.
Yeah, but what about Priscilla? I made a date.
Well, that's your problem, Pop.
My problem? Why, you little ungrate, you. That's her. Now, what'll I tell her?
Tell her to go home.
Well, I can't do that.
Well, then spend the evening with her.
That's right. Insult me.
Well, you've only got yourself to blame.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll have to get rid of her. Hello, Priscilla. Look, Priscilla.
Now, Junior, you better go out the back way.
Okay, Mom.
Have a nice time.
Thanks.
And don't be late.
I won't. Good night.
Good night, dear. Well, Riley, did you get rid of her?
Yeah, I got rid of her.
Well, then what are you crying about?
Look, Priscilla gave me a black eye.
Let Junior lead his own life. Every time you interfere, you get the kid in trouble. Now, I want you to promise me that... Riley!
Huh?
I'm talking to you. You haven't heard a word I've been saying.
Why'd you... Oh, I'm sorry. I was playing that game.
What game?
Well, you know, like Junior, where you imagine that you're married...
But you are married.
Yeah, but not to Lana Turner.